So I think of myself as being pretty ordinary sexually. I have sex, I enjoy sex, but I haven't really done anything weird with it. I guess you could say that for the most part when I have sex, it's been in a bed. Same as most people, I bet. But there is one thing I do, and I do it a lot. Almost every morning, when I go down into the train for my commute to work, I put in my AirPods and I listen to sexy audios to you. I sit there or stand there, rocked by the movement of the carriage, and try to keep my face from betraying me. When I sit so close to a stranger and I can hear the tinny sound of their music, and I just hope they can't hear the moans of mine. I think I'm pretty good at keeping a poker face, but I'm sure I've got some odd looks once or twice. I don't know what it is about doing this that keeps me coming back. Part of it has got to be the escape. Listening to you, I'm not just crammed into that underground. I'm transported into some exciting scenario. Have I been naughty, Professor? Or, oh, what's this I can feel next to me in the bed? Oh, that's much more fun than reading the morning newspaper. Makes the time fly by. No, but there's also the thrill of it. Listening to you say all those things to me, make those noises. Oh, and utterly surrounded by people. Oh, can they sense the heat coming from me? See the glaze in my eyes as I lose myself in the fantasy. Oh, I feel so sexual, so desirable. Squeezing my thighs together when it gets too much. Fuck, I get so turned on. Lately, I've been having this one fantasy. Do you want to hear it? It all starts when I'm sitting on the train, headed to work as usual. I've got your voice in my ear and I'm turned on, just achingly horny. I'm looking around at the faces, people sitting across from me, and sometimes I see a cute guy with his earphones, and just for a moment I wonder if it's you, the voice that's given me so many orgasms. Makes me blush a little, but in this fantasy it is you. Somehow I just know it, and you are like me. You've been looking at the faces of the people on the train, just wondering if any of them are listening to you. Oh, you know I am. Our eyes meet. It just gets so intense. We stare at each other, and the whole single time your voice is in my ear, telling me how hot I am, how sexy I am, how much you want me, the things you want to do to me, and suddenly, I'm not trying to hide it from the people around me anymore. I'm shifting in my seat a little, thighs pressing together. Oh, I look you right in the face and bite my lower lip, letting it slide out from under my teeth. And God, I look so hungry back at me. It looks like you can barely keep yourself seated. I can just see your tongue wet your lips quickly, and at the same time, your voice is telling me how you want to taste me. Every inch of me. Oh, my eyes flick to your hips, and I know you've seen me do it. Oh, but I want you to be hard. I want your cock to be straining against your trousers because of me. And it is, isn't it? Oh, watching me, you are hard. Just like I'm wet. Oh, and then the train gets into a station. A busy one, and as people get off, we both stand up. But we're not getting off the train. Just moving into those little alcoves between the seats and the door. And as more and more people cram on, we get shoved together. My back against the glass, you looming over me. My lips are parted as I look up at you, and my hands come up, feeling you touching against your chest, your waist and hips. We don't kiss, but we're close to it. God, your presence overwhelms me in my ears. You're fucking me face to face, just like this. There's a person sitting behind the glass, but that doesn't stop you from putting your hand on me either. It strokes down my clothes. You want me, don't you? I want you. I can't help myself. Looking into your eyes, I press my palm against your crotch, and oh God, I can feel how hard you are. Oh. Your cock bulging in my hand, gripping through the cloth, your lips part, and you make a noise, but all I can hear are your growling moans as you fuck me in the audio. Oh, I want to touch you in time to them, stroking my hands up and down, trying to tug through your trousers. Oh, you grab my ass roughly. My nipples are so hard. I'm sure they are poking through my top. Oh, the train chatters, knocking us together. In the audio, the position changes. You are ordering me to move onto my hands and knees. You want to take me from behind. On the train, I oblige, twisting around against you, pressing my hands against the glass. looking at the people sitting on their morning commute. Take my hips, pull my ass against you. Oh, fuck your cock. Oh, shoving against my head. Oh, I can feel your breath against the back of my head. As your growls increase in intensity. In my ear, you are fucking me so hard. Oh, the smack of your cock against my skin is audible. Yes. Yes, you grind on me. Crease my clothes against my butt. And oh, your hand snakes up between my legs, fingers. Press hard against my crotch. Oh, fuck. Oh, I needed this. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, something to rub against. Trapped between your cock. And your fingers. Oh, I'm soaked through and I don't care. Oh, yeah. Oh, your voice tells me you want to come inside me. That you need to feel my pussy wrapped around your cock as you come. Oh, I want it. Oh, I want it so bad. Oh, I want you to grip me as tight as you are to flood me with your cum. Please come for me. Oh, let me be the one you moan and crawl and come for. That girl, you're fucking so hard in your audios. Oh, you get me so hot and wet. Oh, I want you to come for me. Oh, because I come for you so much. I'm gonna come for you so much. Oh, fuck yeah. I'm gonna come for you so much. Oh, fuck yeah. I'm gonna come for you so fucking much. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And then the PA calls the name of my station. I snap back to reality. My panties soaked. My pussy aching for that orgasm. The one I owe you now. Sitting in my seat with a whole day of work ahead of me. Oh, I'll see you the same time tomorrow morning then.